Coming up on this week's Planet Japan, Doug has exciting news about the Titanic and Theodore Roosevelt. And we'll tell you why Japan has been shocked by a sexy new singer. Stay tuned for episode 199, How Not to Grow a Mustache.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Direct from beautiful downtown Okayama City, Japan, you are once again, for no apparent reason, listening to Planet Japan. Get ready to join Doug and Jen as they take you on an unpredictable journey through the wacky and wonderful world they call home. And now, here's Doug and Jen.
So, Jennifer, how you doing?
Pretty good. It's muggy.
I hear it's muggy. It's nothing like that in Okinawa. It's just snowing here every day.
Oh.
It's unusual. People aren't really sure why it's happening.
Yeah, because you're lying.
Well, here we go with take two of the Planet Japan.
Yep.
Yeah, we recorded an entire show yesterday.
Yes.
And then put it into the dumpster out back.
It just didn't work out. We're having technical problems.
We had some
all
technical
over the place.
Issues, yeah.
Yeah.
And we think we have resolved them now.
Yeah, I hope so.
Anyway, we want to welcome everyone to episode 199 of the Planet Japan. I'm Doug DeLong here in lovely Okinawa.
And I'm Jennifer Edda in the muggy Okayama.
And, of course, next time is our 200th show, our big 200.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah, so we're going to, that's what all the ladies say. That's what she said. It's our big 200th show, so we were, you know, thinking, what can we do that's something special that will give our listeners a chance to participate in the show?
Yeah, that'd be great.
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to invite our listeners for the next show, our big 200th show, to send us email messages or voice messages on MP3. To promote themselves, talk about themselves, tell the vast listening audience about what they're doing, their website or their blog or their podcast or, you know, whatever is going on that they want the world to know about.
Right.
This is their chance for a little free promotion.
Yeah.
And I think it's very generous on our part to offer it, you know, free airtime for our beautiful listeners.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
Yeah, it'll be good. So just send us a message to planetjapan07@gmail.com or send us an MP3 of about, 30 seconds, 40 seconds, somewhere in that range.
Yeah.
And we'll actually play it on the air or we'll read your email.
Ooh.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Well, it will be.
Oh, that'll be good. I'm interested to see what kind of things, you know, people are doing.
I know. I'm interested to see that too. Yeah.
So that's for next time. You got about 2 weeks. People have 2 weeks to get their, you know, act together here and send us something.
Okay.
And don't embarrass us by not sending us anything, because then next time we'll have to get on the air and just make stuff up.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, true enough. Yeah,
okay. So speaking of special projects.
Oh, yes. I hear you've got another one.
Yeah, I finally got mine off the ground. I launched it into cyberspace. And it was a little wobbly going up, but it's starting to steady now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I have a good feeling about it. I think it's gonna make me rich and famous.
Ooh. Well, tell us about it.
Oh, that'll be good.
What are you doing?
It's called History's First Draft.
Okay.
Which is a phrase that people have used for a long time to refer to the newspaper business or the newspaper itself. Being the first draft of something that happens in history.
Okay, well, that makes sense. Yeah,
and I'm kind of a history buff. Are you a history buff?
I like history. I don't know if I'm a buff, but
I like to read history in the buff.
Ah,
as a matter of fact,
I'm certainly not buff, but
the fine folks at the University of Colorado, they are the buffs, the Colorado buffs.
What is that? What is a buff?
It's a short for buffalo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's kind of a silly nickname. I mean, why don't you just say the buffaloes?
Yeah, really.
Yeah, they call them the buffs, though. In any event, I digress. So I've been working on this little project since January, so maybe.
Okay.
And what it is I came across this amazing collection of historic newspaper page images that have been collected by the Library of Congress.
Right.
They're in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got them from various universities around the country who digitized these old newspapers.
Okay.
And now they are finally available online. And there's like a couple million of them.
Wow, that's a lot.
There's a bunch of them.
Right.
Yeah. You can go.
These are all American newspapers, right?
Yeah, these are American newspapers, right.
Okay.
So you can go into the collection and you can search for whatever, you know, subject you want. And you can come up with these various pages. But so anyway, it's a great collection, but it takes a little effort to kind of find what you're looking for.
Right.
So I thought it would be fun to go through the collection, do the research, and then put together some e-books on various subjects so people can put them on their computer or their mobile devices and just flip through them real easily, and it'd be, you know, very handy and fun.
Okay.
So that's the idea. So I put together... two ebooks, actually three, because the second one is a two-volume set.
Okay.
So the first one is called The Titanic Papers.
Ooh, Titanic.
It's a collection of over 50 newspaper pages that came out in the days and weeks after the disaster in 1912.
Right. You know, I love Leonardo DiCaprio.
yeah, he was good, but he is not in my book.
Oh.
No, sorry.
Yeah, just to be sure, he has nothing to do with the history of the Titanic.
These are actual newspaper pages that people can go in, they can read, they can zoom in and read the small print and everything.
Wow, that's pretty interesting.
It's very cool. Mm-hmm. And it looks great on my iPad. I put it into my iBooks app and it works really well.
Ooh.
Now, the second one is called the Theodore Roosevelt Papers. That's the two-volume one.
Wow.
And, of course, it's about our nation's, one of our nation's most amazing presidents, Theodore Roosevelt.
He was a character, that's true.
He was amazing, yeah.
He was.
You know, he died when he was only 60, but he packed a lot of living into those 60 years.
Sure he did.
Yeah.
Sure did.
So these ebooks have a lot of newspaper pages, and they also have a lot of photographs that I've collected, and so I've put them in a combination into this little... ebook, and I've got them for sale on my website, and they're really super cheap.
Okay.
Yeah, they're like $3 for one book. If you buy a second book, the second book is half price, so it's ridiculously cheap.
Yeah, that's pretty cheap.
Yeah. So I'm hoping people will enjoy these. There's a free sample book. If you go to the website, you'll see the free sample, and you can check it out, what it looks like, before you put down your hard-earned $3.
Okay.
So,
good luck with that. It sounds really interesting. Yeah.
I'm interested to see what people think of them and to get some feedback on it.
Okay.
The website is historiesfirstdraft.org. I'm gonna put a link over at planetjapan.org, our lovely homepage.
Okay.
And people can go that way as well.
That's right. It's very easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what I've been doing lately.
Yeah, no kidding. Sounds interesting.
So, how about that Ayumi Eguchi? Is she cute or what?
She's just too cute.
Yeah, she's the newest member of the AKB48 idol group, a group of about 1,000 young women singing today's most exciting songs.
And
dancing their hearts out. Those lovely little girls, they just dance their hearts and sing, and it just makes you want to be young all over again.
Oh yeah, they're the latest of these like manufactured groups that Japan puts out every so often, full of prepubescent girls, you know, running around in short skirts. Yeah, but they are cute. They are awfully cute.
They are. They're all the rage these days, and they've multiplied. They're like rabbits appearing in different cities, and they're all the same under the same umbrella, the same producer guy.
Right, of course.
They're just all, and even in Taiwan now, they've come up with one of these AKB groups.
Wonderful.
AKB because they're from Akihabara.
Well, there you go.
Akiba for short, in Tokyo.
Right.
Where they actually do live shows every day.
Yes, they do. They have a stage there.
They have a little theater there, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. But there are actually four groups there at the theater. They're all called AKB48, but there's four teams. And so they alternate, and so the same people don't do the same show every day. They do different shows.
Well, there are child labor laws, you know. They got to go to school.
Well, yeah, well, that's not good. I mean, they don't really need to learn anything, do they? They're making a ton of money. What do they care? So anyway, along comes this new girl, Aimi Eguchi, and everybody's like, oh, she's really cute. She almost looks too cute to be real.
Yeah.
And sure enough, she's not.
That's right, she's not.
She's kind of a Frankenstein.
No, she's CG, yo.
Yeah, she's CG, yo. Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah. They've taken features from six other lovely ladies and put them together and made this computer-generated girl who looks, for all the world, real. If you watch her video, I'll put the video on the website.
Yeah.
Yeah, she never actually did a music video with the group. That would be tricky, I suppose. But she wasn't a commercial with them.
She wasn't a commercial. I saw it last night, actually.
There you go.
Yeah, and there she was. But yeah, you can sort of tell, though. you can tell that that's not a real person. It makes you do a kind of a double take. You're like, what was that?
The thing is, these people tried to pass her off, apparently, as a real person until they got busted.
Well, yeah, it's that whole, you know, Akihabara culture, isn't it? You know, all about manga and, you know, computers and whatever.
So now apparently an investigation is underway to find out if the other 47 members are real or computer generated.
No. They're real girls.
It's a pretty odd story.
Yeah, it's interesting.
People just started saying, hey, what's wrong with that girl? I can't quite put my finger on it, but there's just something not quite right about her.
Well, it's true, though. When I saw the commercial, I did a double take. I was like, what? And I was like, oh, that's that new computer girl.
That's that fake girl.
Fake girl. Wasn't that like a really, really bad B movie at one point when they try to make my girlfriend's a robot or something? Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Okay. Well, speaking of singers, did you see this guy on America's Got Talent?
I did. Yeah. Pretty interesting. Yeah.
I just started watching that show this year. I hadn't seen previous seasons.
Yeah.
And it's kind of interesting. It's kind of like American Idol, except it's any kind of talent. It's not just singing.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
And it's any age. It doesn't matter how old you are.
Yeah. That's kind of cool, though. I like that.
So this guy comes out and they're having the auditions at the beginning of the year where, you know, half of the people suck and half are pretty good, and they send them out to Vegas.
Right.
Yeah. So this guy comes out and he's just kind of sauntering out, doesn't look too excited about anything, chewing gum. One of the judges, Pierce Morgan, told him, hey, are you chewing gum? And he goes, yeah. And he said, don't do that. This is a big-time audition. You shouldn't be chewing gum, you know, when you're going to sing in front of America.
I know, it could just fly to your mouth, you know, during a high note or something. Or, you know, you could choke on it, and that's really, really dangerous.
Well, it is common sense. You shouldn't be chewing gum when you're singing, for crying out loud.
You're talking like a teacher.
Yeah. So he takes out the gum and he puts it in his pocket. You know, it's probably not the best place to put it, but what else are you going to do?
Yeah.
Stick it on the back of your head? I don't know. That's not
stick it on the microphone.
On the microphone. There you go. stick it on Pierce Morgan's forehead. That would have been fun.
That would have been funny.
Yeah. Anyway, this big guy with dreadlocks, really cool dreadlocks, comes out and you think, oh, okay, maybe he's going to do a little reggae number.
Right. Or some hip hop or something.
And he starts belting out some amazing Sinatra with the most beautiful voice you've ever heard.
Yeah. It was pretty amazing.
It was a Susan Boyle moment.
It was.
Yeah.
It was. It's nice to see that because, like, evidently he washes cars for
a
living.
Car washer,
So it's nice to see, you know, somebody, you know, like a rags to riches story, you know, some just common person just, you know, doing good.
Yeah.
Awesome.
The thing is, he's been walking around his whole life with this amazing talent and never cashed in on it until now. And the judges told him, you know what, we don't think you really understand how good you are.
Well,
they told him, your life is going to change forever from this moment.
I wish him the best of luck, and I hope that, you know, that one song wasn't his, like, his, you know what I'm talking about? Like, he's done this one song so many times that he's just really, really good at it, but he can't sing anything else.
Yes. Kind of thing. The only song he knows. No, I predict this guy's going to go all the way. He's going to take the crown.
I wish him the best. I really do. Yeah.
His name is Landau Murphy.
That's a good name, though. He doesn't need a stage name. It's awesome.
Landau Murphy. It is pretty cool. Yeah. So I think I'll probably put that video of his audition on the website on our homepage as well.
Yeah, it's a fun video. Yeah,
it's pretty cool. Okay, now let's talk about cheating Japanese rugby players.
Oh, this is kind of a tragic story, or if depending on how you look at it, or it's a really clever way to get around the drug laws in professional sports. So there's this professional rugby player, and his name is Yamanaka, Ryohei Yamanaka, and he plays in New Zealand right now, international professional rugby player.
Okay.
So evidently there was some kind of a charity event called Movember, and I don't know what this, I don't really understand like what it entails. I should have looked that up really, but it's like growing facial hair. Like they don't shave for a month. And I guess the longer your hair grows, the more money you can raise for charity or something.
Uh-huh. That sounds about as exciting as going to a stadium to watch the grass grow.
Right, exactly. Yeah. But, you know, I guess these are like, you know, macho type men, right? So
hairy macho men.
Hairy, yes, exactly. Hairy men. So you watch them, I don't know, grow beards or mustaches and maybe they look cool or something. I don't know, but it's New Zealand. They do wacky things there. Anyway, this guy, he's Japanese, and so Japanese men in general don't really grow a whole lot of facial hair. So I guess in order for him not to feel embarrassed or something, he tried to use like a hair growth cream on his lip to grow a mustache.
Sure.
But, you know, I guess the label was in English or something. He didn't read it very carefully because, boy, he got in trouble. It has a steroid in it, and he failed a drug test after using this cream. And so he tried to explain it. You know, he's all embarrassed, I guess. And he's trying to explain it. And the board is like, nope, you have failed a drug test and you are hereby banned from the sport for a while. So for now, he's not going to play in any, he's not allowed to play at all. And they're trying to decide whether or not to kick him out of the World Cup finals and stuff.
Well, yeah, that's too bad. But the good news is he's got a hell of a mustache now. See, I don't know. I think he's probably just making that up.
Yes, a lot of people do. A lot of people do think that. And even if not, they, you know, I guess the powers that be who try to, you know, who believe in banning steroids don't want this to become, you know, a way for people to, you know, sort of cheat the rules or whatever. So. Yeah, so all of you out there, hair growth cream, bad. Okay?
Yeah, well, you know, I might have to look into that, though, because I am these days, kind of lacking in the hair department.
Yeah, but steroids aren't good for you, baby, you know?
I could use a little pick-me-up, too.
Yeah, but you end up growing breasts, dude.
Ooh, I like breasts.
Well, there you go. Okay, well, then you get hair and breasts. Wonderful.
It's a wacky story.
Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah. Well, okay, good luck to our hairy Japanese rugby player.
Yeah, good luck.
As he sits out the World Cup.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody watches rugby anyway, do they?
Well, yeah, they do. They got New Zealand. Yeah. They really, that's like, you know, they're
We don't like rugby in Japan, do we?
Well, there is a small group of dedicated fans. There is, yes.
Really?
Yeah, there are.
Yeah, oh, they think they're so macho because they don't wear any protective equipment.
Yeah.
Not like American football players who have sense. They put on helmets.
but they also use steroids and it's terrible.
Who?
Football players.
American football players?
Oh, yeah, they do.
No.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, they would never.
They are way too huge. They are just too huge.
Oh, that's what she said. Okay, where are we? Oh, let's do our tech corner.
Sure.
We got two techie things.
Yes, we do. Two, sort of interesting, yeah? One, this one is a new gadget that will help you charge your phone in a disaster.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so this Japanese guy, Mr. Fujita, Kazuhiro Fujita, well, we all saw it on the news here, people trying to get hold of their loved ones, but, you know, your cell phone's power runs out and there is no more power. Your house is gone. There's no more electricity. The outlets are gone. So people were, you know, sort of huddling around, you know, these outlets at, you know, convenience stores and any place that was open that still had electricity, trying to charge their mobile phones.
Uh-huh.
So this guy was sort of inspired by this story and decided to develop a gadget to charge mobile phones. So this one requires boiling water, though. Yeah. So you can use, he used a camp stove to demonstrate it on TV, but any boiling water will work. So yeah, it runs on these ceramic thermoelectric materials that gather electricity from boiling water.
So you just toss your cell phone into the boiling water for a couple of minutes, and then you're good to go?
No, and please don't try that at home, anyone.
Don't try that at home.
Yeah, that will that definitely will not work.
No,
you need to buy the gadget. It's about Niman yen, 20,000 yen, about $200 or so.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's one of those things you can keep in your, you know, your disaster kit.
Yeah, for the next disaster. But really, what could happen? I mean, in Japan, you know, everything's always very calm around here.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's kind of cool. It generates heat and it produces a charge for your cell phone or whatever.
Yeah. You can use it for your iPod, too, you know, just in case you really needed that in a disaster.
Well, you got to have music in a disaster.
Exactly. You got to have your positive tunes.
Exactly. And then we got a new iPhone cover.
Yeah, everybody loves iPhones, of course. And everybody also loves Japanese plastic food. The Japanese have developed this plastic food, and they use it at restaurants to show what they've got on the menu.
Yeah, they put it in the front window so people walking by can see what they've got.
Yeah, and it's actually quite an art form. It really looks real. It looks like real food.
It does, yeah.
Yeah, you got a plate of spaghetti or something like that. It's plastic.
And it's very handy for foreigners who cannot read a Japanese menu.
Yes, it's true. You can sort of just point to what you want.
drag the waiter out of the restaurant. Come here, follow me. And then I want that right there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So what this company, Strapia, has done has made a cover that looks like this plastic food. So you can get one that looks like broiled eel, unagi,
which
is really popular in the summer in Japan. Yeah, it's really popular. It's quite tasty. I love it.
Who wants to put a big eel in their pocket, though? I mean,
oh, it looks cool, yo. It looks really interesting.
Is that an eel in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me, mister?
Well, it's like it's all prepared eel. It's not like an animal, right?
Okay.
Or you can get one that looks like noodles, like a plate of noodles.
Oh, sure.
It's pretty cool. You should try to go online and check out the pictures.
I don't know. Sounds a little odd to me.
Well, of course it's odd, but it's also really cool looking too. And you know, gadgety people will probably really like it.
And it's made out of plastic?
Yep, it's made out of plastic.
Okay. So it's a plastic food iPhone cover.
Cover. Yep.
So there you go. That's our tech corner, the food iPhone cover and the cell phone charger, brought to you courtesy of the fine country of Japan. Hey, it's time for Dick of the Week.
Ooh, wonderful.
And so many dicks in the world.
I know. Yeah. There's so many. We have such a hard time.
Did you see that idiot on TV on the Morning Joe show that got in big trouble, got suspended because he called the president a dick? Yeah.
Okay.
And he didn't just say, oh, he's a dick. He said, hey, I want to call the president something, so get the 7-second delay ready.
Wow.
And he goes, I can say it, right? You've got a 7-second delay, right? And they go, oh, yeah, sure, go for it. And he goes, yeah, I think the president was a dick.
Wow.
apparently there was no 7-second delay. They were just kidding about that. And so now he's been suspended. He called him a dick because he dared to talk back to the Republicans. You can't do that. You can't scold Republicans for putting the country in danger. You just have to let them do whatever they want, apparently. But he's not our dick of the week. Our dick of the week is a politician, though. And he's a Republican. That kind of goes without saying. Yeah, although last week our dick of the week was a Democrat. So we are fair and balanced.
Yeah, we are fair.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Yeah. So this guy's name is Todd Akin. He's a congressman from Missouri, although he does kind of sound like he should be a country singer. He's not a country singer. He's a dick.
Okay. So what'd he do?
And he's a conservative, and he said something odd about liberals. He said liberalism is, as a belief system, is a system that hates God.
I see.
Yeah. What people took away from that is that he was saying that liberals hate God. And so liberals, especially Christian-type liberals, kind of took offense at that and said, hold your horses, Mr. Big Shot Congressman. We love God just as much as you do, so there. He tried to explain later, because he got in a lot of trouble. People started yelling at him. And he said, I'm not saying that liberals hate God, just that what they believe in, liberalism, that thing comes from hating God, not that the people who believe that thing hate God. Come on. Really?
Yeah. Okay.
Is that your final answer? Anyway, that whole thing came out of a discussion he was having in an interview about this whole silly NBC thing where they decided to edit out the words under God in the Pledge of Allegiance that they had put together in this little video collage of sorts.
Okay.
Yeah, and conservatives just went nuts and said, you can't do that. The entire Western civilization will collapse if you do that.
Okay. Well, it is the national anthem, it sort of.
No, it's not the national anthem. It's the Pledge of Allegiance.
Oh, the Pledge of Allegiance.
Are two different things.
That you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the Pledge of Allegiance. It's sort of a, I don't know, sort of official, is it not? But I don't know.
Well, the original Pledge of Allegiance didn't have those two words. They were put in there in 1954 by an act of Congress to prove that we were not, godless commies.
Right, exactly.
Like
but then that did
Russians.
Become the official Pledge of Allegiance. So
well, it is now, yeah. Now, when you were a kid, did you have to say that every day in school?
Every day, I believe that it was every day, and then but when I was in high school, it was like once a week that we did the.
You got
the,
to cut
the,
back.
Well, no, it was like I don't know, some kind of like let's study mode. So we didn't have time for any of that. No pledging. We don't have time for that. We got to study.
Well, I remember. Yeah, I remember when I was a kid in grade school, especially.
Yeah, grade school. Right.
The whole class standing up, putting their hand over their heart, and saying the Pledge of Allegiance. Now, when you
That's
do
right.
something every day, it does kind of lose some of its significance, I think.
I guess, but it also becomes something that you understand very well. I guess I don't know.
Well, you are able to memorize it. That's for sure.
That's true.
But, there's this whole separation of church and state. I really don't think those two words belong in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yeah.
And I don't think we need to put
sure.
God on our money either, crying out loud.
Oh, yeah. Well, those were decisions made long, long ago about the money. The money was, yeah.
Yeah, well, they can be changed.
Yes, they can.
Yes, they can. And I think, I don't really think God really wants to be on the money. I don't think he really, wants the responsibility. He doesn't want people to blame him for the economic mess that we're in.
That's true.
Yeah. So I think if we just took God off the money, he could relax.
Okay.
Yeah, and we could, put something else. Maybe put Lady Gaga on there.
Oh, that would be great.
In Lady Gaga, we trust.
She's awesome.
She is pretty cool.
She is, actually. She's got the costume team who works with her is just fantastic. Yeah, she's got some serious
moves. She would be fun at a party, I'm guessing.
I don't know. She would look cool at a party, that's for sure.
So, yeah, he's our Dick of the Week, Todd Akins, from the great state of Missouri.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, by the way, people, I think, need to stop saying that atheists hate God. That you can't say that an atheist hates God because atheists, by definition, don't believe in God. How can you hate something you don't believe is actually, you know, there?
I guess so. I guess technically that's right.
Okay. Well, I think we've probably said all that needs to be said. So we'll allow people to leave now.
Yeah, you can go to class, the bathroom now.
Class is dismissed. Yeah, don't forget to send us your things that you want to promote in an email or an MP3 message, and we will put those on the air next time on our big 200th show. And we'll close out the show this time with some music from a fun group from the UK called Mr. Jack. Name of the song is Ain't Gonna Let You Go, and it's courtesy of the fine folks at musicalley.com. So, yeah, thanks everyone for listening. We will see you next time.
Bye.
Chilling in the club with my pork pie on, and the DJ was spinning my favorite song. When a girl approached me, sexy as can be, asked me how's it going, do you want to dance with me? Offered me a drink as she pinched me in the rear, put her arms around me as she whispered in my ear.
Oh,
sunshine, and later we'll be romancing over some wine.
Never lie.
Yeah, whatever, Jack. No, I'm not having that, all right. Oh, baby, I love you so. And there's a little something I want you to know.
Baby, let me know. I'm listening, let it flow.